A giant in the world of sports passed away last week, but so did a lesser-known pioneer. Commentator Frank DeFord has this remembrance.
The tributes for George Steinbrenner, at least in New York, continue. Although I doubt there's much talk of this north of the Bronx or west of the Hudson River, there are some provincial rumblings that he who was twice thrown out of baseball should be inducted into Cooperstown. Hall of Famer George Steinbrenner has the same ring to it to me as President Rudy Giuliani. But no, I come to remember another sports personality whose death last week was so overshadowed by the bosses. The deceased was named Jack Craig, and although you've almost surely never heard of him, he was exceptionally good at what he did. But when he started doing what he did is what seems so amazing now. Jack Craig was the first critic of sports television. His editor at the Boston Globe, Ernie Roberts, pulled Craig off the copy desk and simply told him to watch sports on television and write about them. This was late in 1967. Imagine. Already television was reordering the entire sports galaxy, but it had never occurred to any editor to have someone specialize in writing about it. In a way, Craig's appointment was the ultimate certification that the presentation of sports as entertainment was as important as comedy and drama in our culture. Incredibly, though, even as more people watched sports on TV and talked about sports on TV and even made Howard Cosell the preeminent voice of the land, other print outlets were slow to follow in Craig's path. Soon, he was not only covering sports television for the Globe, but also for the weekly national paper, The Sporting News, and under a pseudonym for Sports Illustrated magazine as well. It was as if the same critic was reviewing Broadway for the New York Times, Variety, and The New Yorker. Today, of course, in most major newspapers, the sports TV beat is obligatory as the betting line. In fact, often the best writer in the sports section is the TV writer. Unlike the legendary columnist who has to work stadiums and arenas, spend hours in press boxes, and then trudge down to the locker room and try to squeeze an unintelligible quote out of a surly naked athlete, the sports TV guy can just sit on his couch with a clicker in his hand and a disc on his roof and watch stuff right there in his own man cave. It seems impossible to believe that there was ever a time before Jack Craig, but it is possible to say that sports television is more important than sports. When George Steinbrenner died, the Yankee franchise that he had purchased was estimated to be worth $1.6 billion. The Yankee television network that he started hardly 8 years ago was estimated to be worth twice that, $3 billion.
Frank DeFord. His new novel is Bliss Remembered, a story of romance and intrigue set against the backdrop of the 1936 Berlin Olympics.